Welcome to another episode of the Capital Playbook. My name is Charles Williams. I am the owner and managing member of Pioneer Realty Capital. And we're excited today because we are offsite. We're at the Gates of Prairie View project, and we are interviewing the new manager for the Gates at Prairie View, Ms. Lauren Bolwer. I did say it correct this time. Okay, perfect. Yes. I've been practicing. So we're going to have an opportunity to talk to her about leasing, what it takes to manage an apartment complex or student housing facility like ours. We're also going to have an added treat in that we get to go on a tour. We get to look at this development that we've created out here. We get to get some feedback from Lauren as to how the community is receiving this property. And we get some advice for individuals who are looking to have a career in the property management field. But with that being said, please welcome my guest, Ms. Lauren Bolwer. Again, Lauren, thank you for being with us today.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. So, Lauren, tell us a little bit about yourself. I mean, you're obviously pretty young, or at least you look pretty young. And here you are managing a property that's probably worth $15 to $20 million. How did you get in this position? How did you start your career in apartment management?
So my first apartment management job, I was a community assistant at an off-campus student living. And I really liked being a CA. I thought it was really fun. I really got to interact with a lot of the residents. And I gained a lot of strong communication skills, you know, talking to all these residents, talking to their parents, roommate matching, all that fun stuff. So after I was a CA for about 7 months, I got promoted to an RD, which is just a residential director. So that way I actually moved to a sister property of my first community assistant job. And there I was able to get more experience with running credit and background checks. I did more unit placement. And I definitely was on the more of the receiving hand with the information regarding like property management.
Okay, that's interesting. So in a community that's being managed, you have those three levels, the CA, a community assistant, the, what'd you say, RD,
mm-hmm.
and that's a
residential director.
Residential director, and then the next position would be?
A property manager.
Okay, and a property manager, what are the general responsibilities of a property manager?
So a property manager, we really do pretty much overseeing. You know, we're checking on the community assistants, we're making sure that they're getting the leases out, they're following up with any leads or any active leads, any tours, they schedule, they roommate match. They do a lot of the more administrative work. So property management, now I communicate highly with ownership, and I also just make sure everything is just a smooth ride.
Mm-hmm. Well, that is true. You do communicate a lot with ownership.
Yeah.
Now, it's interesting that you mentioned something that I never thought about before. That's roommate matching. How does that work exactly?
So when residents apply, there is a form that they fill out with their preferences. You know, are they quiet? Are they loud? Are they outgoing? Are they neat? Are they kind of messy? And we cross-reference that with the people that we've already approved, and we try to match them up so they have similar, you know, personality traits or just kind of just a similar daily schedule. Roommates are something that can be very difficult to match just because everyone's different in their own way. But whenever you really look at that form, that can really impact, you know, someone's experience at your apartment complex. So that's something that can be overlooked, but it should never be.
Okay. Wow. Yeah. I didn't realize that. I knew that we have two bedrooms here,
mm-hmm.
and the people that are occupying those rooms don't necessarily know each other.
Exactly.
But there is a process that you go through to make sure that they're compatible so as to avoid issues or conflict. Now, inevitably, though, I would imagine when you're matching people together, putting them in the room, they're in such an, you know, intimate space, you may have issues from time to time. Has that ever happened?
Yes, quite often it does happen. You know, we do our best on our part to make sure that people like-minded are together, but you do have those times where someone didn't clean up after themselves, or someone's boyfriend or girlfriend or SO is there, or they have a dog, or they have a cat. And so, you know, our job is to do our best. And as long as you do your best, sometimes you cannot please every single person. Mm-hmm. Whenever there's some kind of conflict, you know, we'll either schedule a mediation between both roommates. And if the mediation did not really go well, then we'll take further actions to review their placement and see what we can do there.
Wow. So there's a lot that goes into it.
Very much so.
Yeah. And, you know, it's interesting when we were first getting involved with this project, we had to make a decision if we were going to treat this project as a off-campus housing, just general housing where that's open to anyone, which technically it is, or if we were going to manage it and treat it more like student housing. And there are significant differences, because if it's just regular market rate apartments, there's no such thing as roommate matching and mediation and all of those things. And that could have a negative impact on, if you don't have those services, that could have a negative impact on how your property is managed, how your property is viewed, and the experience that those guests who rent here are going to have. Would you agree with that?
I would definitely agree for sure.
And so it makes sense that we would do that. Now, with regards to this whole process of bringing people in, how do you market or how do you find those prospective tenants? You're right outside of university. There's student housing there. And of course, there's housing all around the community. What have you done or what do you think is attracting individuals to want to lease here?
I think the biggest thing that I've seen is no one in Waller County owns a property just like this. This is the first luxury student living that's come to the city of Prairie View. And I just think it's great. We're HBCU students. We deserve beautiful, furnished, great housing. And I think a lot of times also Prairie View, they have a very high acceptance rate. So they accept a large influx of students, and sometimes they don't always have enough housing to accommodate them. Mm-hmm. And, you know, underclassmen don't always know that. So the upperclassmen generally already have their housing figured out, but it's the lowerclassmen, freshmen, transfer students, they're not really in the loop about the process. And so I think with providing housing super close to campus, we have the campus shuttle coming here. We're having a walking trail being wrapped up here soon. I think the community is really excited to have something different out here.
Yeah, and it is nice. As you've spoken with students and parents, do you see that excitement? Do you sense that?
Yes, I do. I actually just spoke with a transfer student. Actually, she transferred from a university in my hometown, and she didn't even know anything out here existed just like this. So I was really excited to speak with her and listen to her experiences in my hometown with her leasing experience. And she likes it here already. I think she's going to be a great tenant.
Oh, perfect. Perfect. So what would you say is the most compelling feature there is about this community that we put together so far? What do you like most about it?
I really like the amenities, and my top feature is the finishes in the apartment are very nice. They're sleek, they're modern, they're updated. And because Prairie View is, it's a very old school. It's like, I want to say it's the second oldest university in Texas. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the student housing hasn't been updated and refreshed. And I think this is a great approach, you know, to get people in to just, hey, we have new housing. It's new. It's brand new. It's furnished. It's good.
Yeah, that's exciting. And so what are the plans for the future here? Are you aware of what's going on with regards to this property?
Yes. So we are breaking ground on our second phase of construction just here in a month or two, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I'm really excited. We'll have a full year to lease. So we should be all the way, filled up by next August of 2023. So looking forward to that too.
Yeah. So when we started this project, we've gave Lauren a challenge. When did you start as the property manager here?
June 28th, but we didn't start leasing until July 6th.
So we started leasing on July the 6th, and it is, we're still in the month of July, right?
Yes,
we're July 28th, right? So imagine July the 6th, this young lady comes on board, and we give her the challenge. We say, look, Lauren, we want you to have this thing 100% full by August the 1st. And then we told her what our rental rates were. What was your response?
I was flabbergasted. This is by far the most expensive off-campus living property in the county. You know, you do get what you pay for. It's nice. Like I said, it's updated. There's nothing else like here in the county. But the rent prices initially were very intimidating. I was quite nervous.
Yeah. But we gave her the challenge. We said, Lauren, look, this is what we want to do. This is what we're going to lease at. And she was like, okay. We need you to be 100% full by August 1st. Right. And how are you doing with that?
We have, out of 126 beds we need to fill, we have 97 leased. So we're at the home stretch.
About
3 weeks.
Yeah.
20 days.
Yeah. So obviously there's demand for a product like this in this market.
Yes.
You know, and what's interesting is it's not uncommon in other areas, you know, where I would say non-HBCU areas, for there to be luxury accommodations for those students that can afford it. We understand not everybody can afford to live at a property like this or could afford the amenities that we have. But there are some that do, and they want it, and they deserve it, right?
Right.
To be in a position to where we can provide that type of accommodation for the few students that can afford it, you know, it certainly makes us feel good, but it says a lot about their university. I think the university respects and appreciates what we're able to do as well. Would you agree with that?
I would agree, especially with the housing crisis like every single year. It's been slower just because of the last 2 years have been, you know, with COVID. But now, I mean, everything's open and housing is full on campus. So I know that campus appreciates there being safe, close housing.
Yeah. And there, I've been hearing some rumors that the on-campus housing is probably going to be minimized a little bit because they're going to be tearing down some of the units. Have you heard anything about that?
I have heard that they are about to start some renovations, and especially around the freshman housing.
Yeah, so that's going to create even more demand here. And we have some ideas that Lauren has talked about to make this community even better. What are some of those things? I think you mentioned a dog park.
A dog park, a student garden would be great. Just small things to get the community involved, you know, a big thing. Whenever we're having such a large development coming to a small city, we want to make sure that everyone knows that we truly care about the residents here.
Yeah.
We're not trying to gentrify. That's not our intent. We want people to be exposed to nice luxury living.
Absolutely. And when you look at the full site plan development, you look at the future retail, there's going to be a hotel, there's going to be, you know, we think the first grocery store ever in Prairie View. Mm-hmm. How do you think that's going to complement this this apartment community here?
It's going to do wonders for the community here. Most students drive about 20 miles to Cypress to do their grocery shopping, just regular upkeeping. And it's rough, especially if you're a student without a car. Mm. You know, you're either having to try to get the shuttle, and sometimes the shuttle service does take you to Cypress, but or you have to find a friend with the car. So it can definitely be tough, but having something, like I said, within walking distance to the university with grocery stores, shopping center, it's going to bring a lot of other developers here so we can expand and expand and expand. And I think that's ultimately the goal.
That is the goal. It's to do something for the community, create a tax base, create a place that's fun to live. There's a university here that's been here over 100 years, extremely successful university, you know, great engineering program, a great architecture program. In fact, one of our employees who's a construction manager for this project has a master's in architecture from this university, and she's done a phenomenal job. You know, so a great nursing program here at PV. And there have been many corporations that have invested heavily in this university, and they recruit heavily from this university. So it only makes sense to be a part of that group that provides excellent accommodations for those students who wish to be here. So, with that being said, would you like to give us a tour, just kind of show us around and let's see what this thing looks like?
Yes, of course. Hey guys, welcome to the Gates of Prairie View. As you enter the clubhouse on the right, we have our receptionist desk where our CAs will help with leases and provide tours. To the left, we have our selfie station for our new residents. To help keep our residents and student athletes in tip-top shape, we have our fitness center filled with free weights, bicycles, and treadmills. Our spacious lounge has plenty of room for students to relax after a long day. Behind our lounge is our computer room, which also features three computers and a printer. We have our conference room near the back of the clubhouse to allow our students to set up meetings when needed. Our kitchen and dining area features plenty of seating for our students to dine. The pool area is right out back and features plenty of seating for our residents to have fun and lounge on a nice sunny day. Our 1 and 2 bedroom apartments are very spacious and they feature a stainless steel stove, refrigerator, microwave, and dishwasher. Each bathroom features a walk-in shower and each unit comes with a washer and a dryer. Feel free to call us for a tour and let the gates of Prairie View be your new home for the upcoming school year.
Thank you, Lauren, for giving us such a fine tour. This is really an exciting property. And I know that we have many residents that can't wait to move in. I also want to thank you for being a part of the Capital Playbook. It's because of you that we have the audience that we have. We're able to bring the information that we have been able to present to you. And it's also because of you, especially our investors, that we're able to engage in beautiful projects like this. But I can tell you one thing. There is certainly more to come. So please stay tuned to the Capital Playbook. But please don't forget to like, subscribe, and share.